David, your thoughts on tonight's win here at Shamrock Park?
Immediately, straight after the game, disappointing performance, disappointing levels of performance. Second half wasn't good enough, but pleased with putting ourselves through in the next round. That was the most important thing coming down here tonight, that we put ourselves in with an opportunity of playing a semi-final next week. Say we can all be as frustrated as we want, but the crucial thing is John Stewart scored a late winner and we're 3 under the semi-final next Tuesday night.
And that's a big boost for Jordan Stewart to get such an important goal, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a big goal. It was a big goal for everybody tonight. What we didn't probably need was an extra 30 minutes. I'm sure Linfield fans watching behind the goal probably didn't want another 30 minutes. So they'll have been delighted that we got the late winner and say puts us through into now a crucial semi-final next Tuesday night against Dungannon.
It was frustrating tonight, 1-0, we just didn't get that second goal to put this game to bed, wasn't it?
No, we didn't do enough, and that's what I said when I started the interview, that our level of performance and energy levels wasn't quite there tonight. We, for whatever reason, we had a tough game on Saturday. The majority of the players who played on Saturday played again tonight. That's how crucial tonight's game was. You know, we might have an option of playing 2 or 3 other sort of players in and around, maybe catch up fitness, but This was massive for us tonight. The performance will be put straight in the bin, if I'm being honest. And we'll need to make sure that going forward on Saturday and next Tuesday, our levels of performance is better. And then hopefully with a level of performance comes 2 big results.
It's a grueling schedule. I think, 10 games in from the 1st of December to the 1st of January.
It's a tough ask, but, you know, we want to be in cup competitions. That's the big thing for the players. You want to stay in them as long as possible. So we're in the semi-final now. We've got the semi-final at County Antrim coming up with crucial league games. So it's important that we might need to rotate now and again, sort of players that we're not overdoing it with the players, picking up niggly injuries. There was a few missing tonight for various reasons. But it's important that everybody's prepared mentally, physically, for when they are called upon, that they give us a level of performance which is going to be better than what we got tonight.
And Dungannon in the semi-final, it's a huge priority for us now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Saturday, obviously, the Crusaders game now takes priority, but next Tuesday, you know, you're one game away from a League Cup final, possibly at Windsor Park. So Saturday, Tuesday game, we'll go again, and hopefully Saturday our level of performance is better and we can go and get a big 3 points to take into the semi-final next Tuesday.
And Saturday doesn't get much tougher than Crusaders, does it?
Yeah, no, they're a sticky patch start of season and during the season, but they're back on the ball at the minute, and we all know that the level of performance that they can, if allowed, to come and perform. So we'll need to make sure that we're better all round Saturday, and I'm sure the players in there will rest up for a couple of days, get going on Thursday, and get prepared for a big game on Saturday.
Roy Carroll, 100th game tonight.
Yeah, again, Roy's been a big player for the club, and by Roy's probably own admission, this year's been sort of tough. He's getting a little bit older, but listen, what he gives us is, you know, the experience. He makes saves. He organises, and I say he's been a huge signing for the club, and you say to play 100 games, especially for Linfield, he'll certainly be chuffed for that.
And finally, we talk about 10 games at this time of year, but that's a tall order for the supporters, and we're here in hundreds tonight on a cold, freezing night.
Absolutely, and you know, I could sense the frustration with our level, you know, my level of performance that we gave the supporters in the second half. So thankfully they stayed with us, and say they're going to be crucial over the next 7-8 weeks of the season, because that's the nitty gritty part of the season, the cup competition, big league games. So it's important that they stick with us. It's not always going to be free flowing, whatever else. Other clubs sometimes can drop their standards and win games and sort of get away with it. At Linfield, we're scrutinised at times that your level of performance always has to be a top level, because other teams raise a game when they come to Windsor Park. They enjoy coming to, you know, the surroundings. So, you know, patience is required. I understand their frustration at times, but it's important that they, especially now, get right behind the players, home and away. I think there's 5 or 6 away games, three crucial league games, starting with Crusaders, Glenavon and Glentoran on Boxing Day at home. So it's important that they stick with the team and see where we're at, maybe 7-8 weeks, and then everybody can judge everybody then.
Positive result tonight, and all the best for a huge game on Saturday.
Thanks, Andy.